Okay, let's start, brothers. Harry just gave me a very good, very, very helpful picture concerning withstand or resist. So he's a sheriff or police officer, whatever, and he was, and so he said, you know, in riot control, you have this phalanx of officers, all with whatever riot gear. In fact, oftentimes either with a baton or, you know, even with shields and so on. They don't fight. They just stand. And he said, actually, just standing there keeps the people at bay. Just standing. Because they have the look, the authority, the positioning, you know, the line. I think that's a good picture. These people trying to incite riots and cause disobedience. I mean problems. We just stand, brothers. Amen? But I don't think you have a police officer standing by himself. I mean, it is a line. It is shoulder to shoulder. It is like in close ranks that we stand together. So, brothers, I like that picture. And secondly, I like to say, brothers, also, even just like a single saint is exposed, I'll tell you, even a single church can be exposed. So we need to fight as the churches in the body. The protection is really the body, right? And only the body can wear Christ as its whole armor. Okay, now, you got in your hands a document or two documents. One is a letter to the leading brothers in North America. And the second one is that you should be getting is actually some ministry excerpts as supplementary material for you to read. Now, I don't have one. Can I have a letter? That letter? Yeah. Okay. This morning, I like to spend a little time. We must spend a little time because we're facing this letter in Facebook that has been out for over a month now and still spreading. The last we saw a few days ago, there's about 1,500 comments, 1,500 plus. That seems to be kind of a little bit leveling out. The likes and loves and shares are still, each one of them, about less than 100. But that's only that page. These things have gone onto other pages and other people have shared them. So, it is spread a lot wider than that. And it's still happening. And the week before the summer training, the co-workers spent a whole week in prayer and fellowship about how to address this matter. And so during the summer training, we have more co-workers from all over the country together, not just those in Southern California. And we eventually felt to, A, have a meeting with all the leading brothers, which we did last Friday at Paul Road. And second, we decided to release a letter. That's the letter in your hands to all the brothers. So last Friday, everyone got a copy like this. By giving this to the brothers means we don't mind this thing being open and spread. So I know this is already going out. And so we're free to give this to you. And shortly, we will also let you know that where this letter and these excerpts, and we have more material being prepared for you to answer some of the accusations and allegations, some old, some new. We're going to give you more facts, okay? More knowledge about these things so that the whole purpose is when saints come to you to inquire. There are many innocent saints who receive these things, or just some saints, to inquire. You would know how to answer them in a proper kind of way. So this letter is, you may say, a bit of a guidance, a kind of a guide, or even certain some instructions and fellowship to help us all to how to face this matter. Just yesterday in the meeting, I just got another call of a young sister. You know, a lot of these saints who are on the fence as far as the church life, they're not out, but they're not in. They come to a meeting once in a while. You know what I mean? They're very much targeted, and they are very vulnerable to this kind of a letter, to this particular letter. So, brothers, so this second session, I want to walk you through this letter, and at the end, I will give you 20 points. And I may give this to you, print this to give this to you as a summary, if you will. Now, 10 of these points are a summary, if you will, of the letter. Of the letter, okay? And in the summary, for each one of these 10 points, I actually we even have a little write-up under each the point. For example, in point number one of the 20 points, point number one of the first 10, it's called Two Questions and Our Obligation. That's just a summary. All right? And then we have a little paragraph there just to summarize that point. So you don't even need to read the long letter, but it's all here, the salient and important points. So I'm going to give you what those 10 points are. And would you like this? I think this would be very helpful. And the second 10 points are 10 points that is not in the letter, but they were fellowship from the co-workers last Friday. We also summarized 10 points. Not in the letter, but it will help you to fellowship with the saints, especially the younger generation. All right? So these 10 points are, you don't need to write it down, I'll give it to you later on. The 10 points, a summary of this letter, number one, two questions and our obligation. Two, no room for abuse of illegalities. Three, all these are responses to that letter. Three, do not try to handle criminal matters. Four, help the saints realize how the leading ones handle non-criminal letters, matters. Okay, the thing is criminality. That is a very clear dividing line. Okay, five, rumors, unattributed, unverifiable, and secondhand accusations. Six, be able to listen to opposing words. Seven, to gossip is to be involved with death. Eight, follow a New Testament pattern of addressing problems. Nine, watch and pray. 10, the co-worker's assurance without prejudice or partiality. Okay? So you can tell even just from these 10 points, we are being very transparent. We are addressing the matters, some of these accusations, because what is said about us is we cover up, we involve in abuses, of a criminal nature, and so on and so forth. You know, these are things thrown at us. So we're going to address all, these things. The second 10 points are, number one, the father's heart for his children, and also to listen, to learn to listen to the saints. Two, an attack against the faith of the younger generation. Three, knowledge versus life. Four, express the Lord and be in the light. You know what we mean by all of this. 5, not a perfect recovery and not covering up. 6, not infallible, because they say, accuse us of considering Brother Lee as the infallible Pope, you know. You know what I mean. This is an old one, but we need to address it again because for the sake of the younger brothers and sisters. 7, the source is the enemy, this whole thing. 8, prayer again. And one of the brothers, Brother Albert Lim, he gave a testimony of prayer when he was young and he was involved. His family, his father especially, was involved in wars, have to face, you know, the rebellion in the early 60s. 9, accuse and curse the enemy, testimonies of turmoils. And 10, warfare to build the body and bring the Lord back. Okay? So these are fellowship, not in the letter. But I will give these also to you as well. Huh? Okay? Now, I don't know, but possibly, we don't know at this point whether we will release the AV audio video of Friday's meeting still under fellowship. But I think this is plenty for you. Don't assume that because you heard nothing, there's nothing going on. All right. I don't mean you should stand up in a meeting and talk about this letter because that will stir up a certain unnecessary curiosity or panic or concern. You don't want to do that. But you've got to keep your eyes open. You've got to monitor the situation. You've got to be aware. You got to have your ears to the ground so that when something happens, you can right away address it and not let the poison take its effect. And believe me, brothers, this is super poisonous. Super poisonous. Okay, now let's come to the letter. You have, please open, turn to the letter. And I'm going to just read through it. I think I will actually ask, as I did in the last Friday, a brother to read it. Who have a voice that can read it? Huh? So pay attention to
to the leading brothers in North America. We have become aware of a recent letter that has become the subject of social media postings and emails being circulated to the saints. This letter purports to expose wrongdoings, including abuses and cover-ups, among the churches in the Lord's recovery. We surely condemn any form of misconduct and will continue to respond to situations that may arise on occasion, as they did in New Testament times. But we know that many of the accusations in the letter are factually in error, while others are hearsay. Moreover, the letter greatly misrepresents the person and the ministry of Brother Lee. We are deeply concerned by the aggressive public circulation of these accusations and misrepresentations, which some have uncritically accepted. We are taking this matter very seriously and are carefully looking into both the severe accusations and the breadth of their dissemination. The co-workers do not condone any abuse, physical, sexual, psychological, or any other forms, financial malfeasance, or other criminal activity. If there is reason to suspect such activity, the leading brothers must take necessary measures to ensure that the matter is referred to the proper authority and to take what actions are needed to protect any person who may be at risk. Under no condition should we put the Lord's testimony at stake by failing to deal properly and lawfully when a reasonable suspicion of abuse is brought to our attention. All the churches should pay special attention to the safety of our children and young people and take protective measures both to deter any form of abuse from taking place and to instruct those who serve children and young people in how to recognize evidence of abuse. We are writing to you, the leading and responsible brothers among the churches, to alert you to these accusations as you carry out your responsibilities to shepherd the flock of God. 1 Peter 5:2. We are also writing to suggest ways to respond to those saints who inquire about the issues that have been raised. How we should respond to such inquiries involves two main questions. Is the matter involved criminal or not? Is the inquirer's knowledge direct or indirect? In every case, our obligation before the Lord is to shepherd the saints' souls by ministering life to them and seeking to restore a proper condition of fellowship with the Lord and with other members of the body. When a saint brings a matter of concern for fellowship, the responsible brothers should first be clear whether it involves allegations of a criminal nature. Matters that do not involve crimes fall under the administration of the church and should be handled by the leading ones with much prayer and fellowship. Accusations related to criminal matters should be referred to law enforcement professionals and/or child protection agencies. These officials do not generally want non-professionals to investigate such accusations. When there is a reasonable suspicion of abuse of a minor, the person who is aware or becomes aware of a reason for concern should report it to the proper authority. All the leading brothers should be aware of laws in their respective jurisdictions that may govern the reporting of suspected abuse. The leading one should help the saints to realize that any accusation brought to them that falls within the church's administration must be dealt with cautiously and judiciously based on verifiable facts. Though this may tax the saints' patience, it is necessary to deal fairly with all parties. The saints should understand that the goal of dealing with offending parties is to restore fellowship, and that the Lord Himself laid out the process by which offenses should be addressed and the spirit in which that process should be carried out. Matthew 18:15-17 and Galatians 6:1. The saints should know that if a matter has been referred to the elders, they should not talk about it among themselves, lest they sin by damaging others' reputations, compromise the elders' ability to effectively address the situation, and inflame fleshly reactions among the saints. Furthermore, repeating slanders about others opens the possibility of legal action from the aggrieved party. In the present case, these principles have been trampled. The letter is full of secondhand accusations, that is, accusations from those who have no direct knowledge of what is alleged. The accusations are also unattributed, thus making them unverifiable. Moreover, the websites that the letter references for so-called historical information and the sources those sites quote are known to be biased and unreliable. Allegations made without specificity or clearly presented factual basis are in the category of rumors, which the Apostle Paul referred to as evil reports, 2 Corinthians 6:8. We are concerned that such rumors may shake or stumble some saints. Therefore, we should exhort the saints not to read any social media posts, emails, websites, etc., that attack the Lord's recovery, or to search for such writings out of curiosity. In particular, these writings indicate a determined intent to turn the middle-aged and younger saints in the churches against the leadership in the churches and in the Lord's work and ministry. We should not give ground to rumors and hearsay, but should properly care for the truth in the Bible and the facts of each situation. Moreover, we should help the saints to be preserved in the simplicity and purity toward Christ in their thoughts, in 2 Corinthians 11:3, not exchanging a glorious future of experiencing and enjoying Christ in the Lord's recovery for rumors and innuendos that distract and dishearten. The use of rumors to attack the Lord's interests is not a new tactic of the enemy. It is a tactic he used against the Lord Jesus, the apostles, and many faithful servants of the Lord throughout the centuries, including Brother Nee and Brother Lee. John 15:18-21, 16:1-4, 2 Corinthians 6:8, 1 Thessalonians 3:2-4. On the one hand, the saints should have the full freedom to open their hearts to the responsible brothers without fear. Brother Nee said, "The responsible brothers, the brothers with authority, should have the ability to sit and listen to all the opposing words." The Collected Works of Watchman Nee, Volume 51, Church Affairs, page 146. If we can listen to opposing words, surely we can listen to the dear saints' concerns and exercise to shepherd them, not according to our disposition, but according to God. 1 Peter 5:2. In our care for the saints, if we realize they have no direct knowledge of something, it is best, if possible, not to get into the details with them, but simply to assure them of our genuine concern and that we take seriously such matters and our responsibility to deal with them. On the other hand, we should help the saints not to discuss such allegations with others or comment on online postings, as these activities are or easily degrade into gossip, which compromises our consecration to the Lord and spreads death. Engaging rumors in a public forum, even to rebut them, often gives rise to further speculation and reckless allegations. The leading brothers should instead shepherd the saints back to the enjoyment of the tree of life. Amen. As Brother Lee writes, "Gossiping has nothing to do with the tree of life, for gossiping never imparts life to the listeners. To gossip is to be involved with death. It is to spread death, which is of God's enemy, to others. To abstain from gossip is to abstain from death. If we would live a holy life, a life that abstains from anything related to death, we must stay away from the source of death. That is, we must stay away from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil." Life Study of Leviticus, page 324. We should encourage the saints to bring concerns to the elders and, in the case of criminal matters, also report them directly to the proper authorities. According to the pattern in the New Testament, there is a proper way to deal with problems. Engaging in public disputes in which others' reputations may be ruined is not that way. There is no record that the household of Chloe entered into a public debate when the church in Corinth was faced with disorder that the local brothers did not address. Instead, they appealed to the Apostle Paul for assistance. 1 Corinthians 1:11. This led to a restoration of the situation in Corinth. We must help the saints to be wise. Satan, the accuser of the brothers, Revelation 12:10, will use public airing of grievances or issues, whether true or false, as openings to stir controversy, disturb the saints' peace, arouse fear, and undermine the faith of vulnerable saints, all to attack the Lord's interest and hinder his move. We should not be ignorant of the enemy's devices, but rather should strengthen the saints to be vigilant to stand and not be shaken or threatened. 2 Corinthians 2:11, Ephesians 4:14, 6:11-14, 1 Corinthians 15:58, Philippians 1:28. Brother Nee cautioned, "We must learn to listen to healthy words. We should not be led away by those who spread rumors and improper words. We must say, 'I do not want to listen to these things.' Many sins will cease and many brothers will be edified if you do this. There is a lust among us for unhealthy words. This is why these words multiply. People find these words tasteful. we must be delivered from these things. If we keep on listening, hoping to learn a little more and to probe a little more, we are fanning the flame, not extinguishing it. Many idle, evil, and deceptive words are prompted by the interest of the listeners. The Collected Works of Watchman Nee, Volume 50, Lessons for New Believers, Volume 3, pages 599 to 600. A Nazarite was required not to touch death, even when a member of his immediate family or someone close to him died. Numbers 6, verse 7 and 9. Thus, Brother Lee said, in some cases, to avoid the contagion of death, we need to overcome our personal affection, especially for those with whom we are well acquainted. This is a quote from The Intrinsic Problem in the Lord's Recovery Today and Its Spiritual Remedy, page 85. Saints may be troubled when they hear a rumor from someone close to them. In such cases, Brother Lee advised us, when you see a storm, do not listen to rumors and do not be affected by those who have changed. Do not ask why. When a man is changed, he is changed, and that is all. We have to look to the Lord's mercy today to keep us unchanged and to preserve us all the way to the end. From The Glorious Vision and the Way of the Cross, page 48. We must help the saints to be watchful and to pray personally and corporately. We must help them to exercise to eat the tree of life so that their spirit is strengthened to avoid the temptations of curiosity. Moreover, we ourselves must go to the Lord, appealing to the throne to counter the effort of the evil forces by our strong and persevering prayer. Ephesians 6:12. We should also pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Psalm 122:6. In speaking about dealing with rumors, Brother Lee said, there is the need for real and prevailing corporate prayer. The church needs to come together to pray, not to deal with people. I have learned the lesson that whenever there is a rumor, we should not deal with it directly. End quote. Rather, he advised the churches to pray, saying, we should simply go to the Lord and appeal to the highest authority. From Basic Principles for the Practice of the Church Life, pages 73 and 74. We believe that the Lord is about to move in a fresh way in North America. Amen. We should therefore expect spiritual frustration from the air. In such a circumstance, we should pray strongly for the Lord's interest and affirm His victory. Amen. As those who bear responsibility for the Lord's work and ministry among the churches, we can assure you that, as always, we will weigh the matters before us without prejudice or partiality, caring only for the Lord's interest and testimony. Speaking of 1 Timothy 5:21, Brother Lee said, do not show prejudice in receiving an accusation, and do not show partiality in defending anyone against accusation. We will not ignore real problems, but neither will we give heed to unfounded rumors. We believe that this is the right attitude and approach not only for us, but for all those who bear responsibility to take the lead in the churches. May all the saints have the heart to take the Lord's way in dealing with such things. Please pray for the Lord's recovery, the co-workers, the leading brothers, and all the local churches with all the saints. Your brothers, the co-workers in North America.
I think it's quite. I think this is very clear, huh? And very well written, and when you get this 10 points, it will help you to even be more focused on the main burden. So the letter is not a rebuttal letter as such, you know, point by point, rebutting whatever's on the post, on the posting, but really more a guide and with some instructions, instructional fellowship to the leading brothers in how to face this matter, especially not only even this matter, but generally, you know, when there's criminal situation, we should just refer all this to the authorities. Actually, the law says that if you hear reports of a criminal nature and you do not report, you're complicit. And you have liability as far as the law is concerned. So there's a lot of this kind of accusation that we hide, we cover up, we tolerate criminal activities and so on. So there are certain cases that come to our attention that are actually even before courts and so on. So that is the court. That is the system will take care of that, and that is kind of outside the domain of the church's administration. So we should do that. And, of course, I think nowadays, in the matter of even the serving ones and so on, with young people and children, there should be built-in protocol. I think you should have that. We do that in Irvine, and we have passed on some information to the churches to actually vet the serving ones, as is the proper practice nowadays. The church has liability if we don't do that. But so all these things, brothers, as a rule, apart from this posting, we should know to how to take care of these things. Then, of course, you have the all these things about non-criminal matters, accusations, rumors, and opposition, and all these kind of things. We also need to have a way, according to scriptures and according to our practice, how to face these things. And as leading brothers, we need to know these things. We need to know how to face these things. This won't be the first, and there will be many varieties and forms of this kind of problem that would come to us. And by the way, I'd like to say something. All this kind of thing, as if it is, the recovery is terrible. Well, I like to tell you about the church in Corinth. All right, the church in Corinth. Now that is pretty bad, and maybe worse than what we are. But you know what, Brother Lee said? That is a normal church. Now, how normal is that? I don't know. But so, brothers, please drop the naive thought that the recovery must be perfect. Otherwise, this is not the Lord's recovery. That is naive. We're in human society, a fallen society. The church opens to all kinds of saints. We don't vet them. We have all kinds of elements in the church life, like in other places. And there would be problems. We're all fallen sinners. We're all in the process of being transformed. So, brothers, do not hold that romanticized notion that because the church life has problems, then generally we we're not the Lord's recovery. How about look at the children of Israel? Huh? How about that? Even those who return from captivity, how about them? Mixed marriages, greedy leaders, extorting the people by taxation. This is in Nehemiah, in Nehemiah. So, brothers, we all need to grow up, all right? So, we're talking about not a problem-free church or recovery. We're talking about the proper way to handle these things before the secular law and also before God and before the saints. That's part of administrating a local church. So I think actually this posting, in a way, was a kind of a blessing in bringing to fore a lot of these issues that the brothers need to learn how to address as a matter of normality. So, okay. I don't think I really need to go through this again. I think, brothers, you got it, right? You just please reread the letter. Every time I read it, I got some more kind of light and help. And I think you will too. And when I give you these 10 points, that will help you to even more be more focused. Then you would know how to help others. With the saints, you know, there are different kinds of saints, and they come with different attitudes and conditions. In general, we should help the saints. Don't go read it. It's very poisonous. Very poisonous. Even if you're a veteran, you go read it, you'll get poisoned. Trust me. And now, of course, tell them not to touch death. And this time, that word in the training about the water for impurity, that's a whole chapter on death, the problem of death and how to face that. The main thing is to help the saints to life. You say, oh, this is sounds like cover up here. Come on. Once you're sucked into the realm of the right and wrong, you're a goner. You are poisoned already. The saints don't need to know these things. Right? We're not covering up anything. This will damage them, of course. Gossip rumors that help to spread these things even the more. Otherwise, we won't have this kind of teaching in the Bible about death and staying away from death. So I want to assure you, brothers, that we are very keen, the co-workers, in addressing the present problem and the accusation that is lobbed against us. Our head is not buried in the sand. We're not in denial. We're not trying to be untransparent. That letter helps you to believe all these things. That is not the case. We don't know everything that is happening in every church. We don't. We're not omniscient. And in the Lord's recovery, we're not an organization. We do not have policy that mandate every church what to do. So because we're such an open and free system, so to speak, the Lord's recovery, we have no control over a lot of things. Unless things are brought to our attention and we assist and help to the best of our ability. And we have done a lot of that and we're still doing that. Okay, now, brothers, then the other matters are these 10 points, and I will just very, very briefly, not even reading anything, but just some comments. And number one, brothers, is that in dealing with these matters, we need, especially with the younger saints, we need a heart of the Father to care for our children. You know, when your children is... drank some bleach, you know. We need the father's heart to not scold them, right? Why do you drink that bleach? No. The first thing is to save lives. The first thing is to rescue them. So we need the father's heart that is not condemning of the saints. No matter what, even some come from a wrong place, they are our children, and we need to learn to listen to them. Now, this word listen, you have to be careful. That doesn't mean you become a dumpster, okay? You become a receptacle of death. You know, sometimes, you know, after a few words, you say, please stop there. I don't want to hear anymore because this is not good. So you need to exercise wisdom. Sometimes they need to say certain things. They need to ask certain questions. But we need to exercise propriety and also discernment in the way we even listen to the saints. Even Brother Nee said we have to listen to opposing words. We do, but it depends. You need to exercise your discernment. But the heart, we say, must be for the saints. Two, realize that this attack is against the faith of our younger generation, which many of you belong to that generation. Very, very clear to me, brothers. Very clear to me. This is a different war here, different from the 1980s. Okay. We passed through something. We were shaken. We went through things. So we're not as movable. But the young generation who have not seen the war, have not been through turmoil, they are would be much more susceptible. So know this. Know this. Especially keep an eye on the younger brothers and sisters. And brothers, by the way, isn't this a good opportunity for us to do more aggressive shepherding? You know, like not until things happen. But we need to seek out that middle group of saints who are on the fence and not absolute for the recovery for this or that reason. They are the ones that we should visit, the so-called dormant ones and so on. But the younger generation, their faith is at stake. Three, always help them to know life and help the saints away from knowledge, good or evil. Brother Lee have a testimony. It's here somewhere in Shanghai when Brother Lee was excommunicated with his ministry suspended for 6 years. 6 years. Church in Shanghai closed its doors. Things were just bad. A few positive ones asked Brother Lee to come from the north, northern China, to help them. Brother Lee went there, and Brother Lee had no heart to get into the right and wrong. The Lord had just shown him the vision of the tree of life in Chifu or in Qingdao. And he just asked them a simple question, brothers, before you got into all these things, what was your life condition, your spiritual condition? They said, it was good. How is it now? To a man, they say, it's terrible. Brother Lee said, that's it. That's it. You got into the right and wrong, but your condition means you have become dead. You're in the wrong tree. Come back to the tree of life. In every turmoil, the tree of life is good and evil, it's right there. Right in front of you. He's right, he's wrong, he did this, he did that. Who, just to get you sucked into that, to eat that fruit, stay with life. That's not a cover-up. Express the Lord and be in the light. As leaders, as shepherds, we should not be in our emotions, not expressing ourselves, not be caught up with our own kind of reaction, even to become biased and partial is ourselves. And also, we need to be in the light. Brothers, we need to bring these things all into light. We're not afraid of the light. Really, brothers, we're not afraid of the light. Let the light shine and things will be clear in that light. The recovery is not perfect. I mentioned that already. And we're not covering up. One brother shared very, 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 very nicely, very, very clearly, the difference between covering up and covering. We cover. We don't cover up. The covering is necessary, just like if you have a wound, you need to bandage it so that it does not infect others and it will not be further infected. So you cover, you protect. That's not cover up. And uncovering is dangerous. It could ruin people's reputation. He could even bring about legal actions. So, brothers, and not to mention the biblical principle of covering. The sixth thing is Brother Lee is not infallible. Nobody is infallible except Jesus Christ. Okay? So don't have that thought that Brother Lee made some mistake. Brother Lee one time said, I made mistake. He never claimed he is mistake-free. Brother Lee, I never heard him say that. In fact, Brother Lee would confess, I'm sorry, brother, I'm too much here, I'm wrong. No, we never. Did Paul make mistakes? The Apostle Paul? Of course. But that he's no less an apostle, even writing the Word of God. If Brother Lee made mistakes, that he is no less a minister of the age. You see? And by the way, I would like to say another problem that we have is what we call hypergeneralization. So, one, we got a bad apple here. The whole barrel is bad. What? We have one problem. The whole recovery is filled with problem. What? You are being totally unsober. There's something, some bad thing in your family, so your whole family is terrible. That's not sober, brothers. Not sober. Generalization. But the enemy loves to just throw this into the air, and the recovery is bad. The recovery is evil. The recovery is dark. I hope, brothers, you're better than that, huh? Okay? Didn't you go to school? Are you a kid? Seven, the source is the enemy. Know this. And I mentioned enough of this in the first session. It is the enemy. The source is not human beings. But the enemy does use human beings. Eight, the need for prayer. So you can read the testimony here in this paper that we'll give to you. oftentimes, brothers, nothing can do it except prayer. That's why we need to pray very much. Nine, accuse and curse the enemy. That is what? Genesis Life Study, what? Number? No. There's a book by Brother Lee called what?
It's Set 1, Volume 1, Chapter 8.
Set 1, Volume 1. Chapter 8 of the Collected Works of Watchman Nee on the aggressive prayer towards the enemy. Very, 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 very helpful. Please go read it. And then we have some brothers' testimonies of past turmoils which our young people don't know about. At the right time, you may have to share something with them. So they would know something. 10, warfare to build the body and bring the Lord back. I think that's good enough. Don, these two document on these 10 points. I told you not to print it, right? Okay. So we have to find a way to. Now that the brothers all seem to like it, to have one. I'll see. It could be posted somehow or whatever. Okay. All right. Well, do we have time? Enoch, are you here? At least this sheet with the 20 points, if not the others, if he can do it before you leave, at least give them this. 10 points. Okay. All right, brothers.